Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. This is Jill Nicolini, and joining me now, we have Scott Masciarelli on the line, clearingsightcoaching.com. He's the founder and, of course, a leadership coach at Clear Insights Coaching. How are you?
Thanks, Jill. I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Oh, fantastic. So let's start off by introducing the audience to you. I know you're based out of the D.C. metro area, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, but you help people virtually all over the world?
Yeah, you could say that all over the world. I've had conversations this morning with people in Africa, the Middle East, and the United States. So, yes.
Wow, you really are worldwide. Wow. Okay, technology. So, yeah, you really are a global coach. All right, so let's talk about exactly what you do.
So I help professionals, leaders, and those who are leaders to be better leaders, to help them lead with greater ease and receive more, shall we say, leverage on what they're doing, better team dynamics, better communication with the team, help them enjoy what they're doing more. I find a lot of leaders, those in leadership positions, are really burnt out. I help them start to put themselves first and take care of themselves. I also help people to really find work that satisfies them, that fulfills them, that they're passionate about. And all of this is really by connecting them with the power of their heart. I like to say it's harmonic coaching. I really help them connect with the intellect of their mind and the power of their heart.
Wow. And would you mind just giving us a little background, backing up for 1 second, about you, where you grew up, what got you into this field of helping others and coaching?
Sure. I grew up in New Hampshire, and I'll tell this story. I was the kid that hung out at the airport behind the fence watching the airplanes. I always loved airplanes and aviation and looked forward to our family vacations where we'd take a plane trip. And I think for me, that definitely spurred the love of travel. So I spent almost 25 years in the airline business working for a major international airline. At the same time, while I loved travel and aviation, I've always been fascinated by people. Mm-hmm. And intrigued by what makes people tick and why do we do what we do. And that led me to studying other languages, living overseas as an expatriate, and studying psychology for my undergraduate, which I really enjoyed.
Is it true you visited over 80 countries?
That's true, yeah.
I can't even tell you how many countries are in the world. Do you know? Because it seems like to me that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Is that all the countries in the world, Scott?
It's something like 196 or 197. I mean, borders change, but I figure there's at least 20% I'll never make it to because I probably shouldn't go there.
Yes, correct.
But, yeah. I had a goal, honestly. I had a goal recently of 5 countries a year. And well, that's changed. I've never, this is interesting. During this period that we've all been experiencing a significant life change, I've never not been on an airplane for this long, and probably over 20 years.
Wow. And what did you do exactly in the airline industry, if you don't mind me asking?
No, it's great. I worked at the airport. So I was in every type of work that you could imagine at the airport, from checking in people, cleaning airplanes, into management, supervisor, operations, training. And then I finished up my career working overseas in the Middle East as a general manager. And that was the defining moment there after over 20 years of being in that work, which I loved. Well, I thought I loved it. I started getting uncomfortable. And this is what I help a lot of clients, is help them identify what's next in their life. Because we start out loving something, but we continue to grow as a person. And we're not really sure why we're unsettled. But what I realized was the one thing I loved the most was having conversations with the employees.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the travel benefits. That was great.
Yes, of
but
course.
But I really loved the conversations with employees, whether it was one-on-one or as a group, and, you know, honestly, preferably not about work, about what was important to them, what was going on in their life. That's kind of how I started making the move into, there's something there with that, and maybe I should start to follow that. And that led me down the path of finding coaching.
Wow. So how many years now have you had your business for, and have you been the founder and leader with, what is it, Clear Insights Coaching is the name of your site, correct?
Right, Clear Insights Coaching. I've been doing this now for, I started coaching 10 years ago and the business about 9 years.
Great. Now, as far as the people that you help, is it individuals as well as businesses, or do you strictly work with, you know, companies and the leaders of companies?
With both. I work with individuals, and I also work with organizations with varying levels within that organization and different employees and different capacities. So it really is both.
Great. And if we go to your website, would you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Share the website? Or
yes.
Share?
Yes.
Yes. So the website is clearinsightscoaching.com. And on there, you're going to be able to find the leadership coaching options as well as career coaching options. And I call it harmonic leadership and harmonic career coaching.
Yeah. Why is that? I was going to ask.
Yeah. No, it's a great question. People are like, what are you talking about? So the reason is because the more I started working with clients over the years, I realized that what I was talking about, that restlessness that we often feel, whether it's in our personal life or our professional life, and we don't really know why and what that is. So I started realizing with clients that, and seeing the shift in them, when they started to connect with their heart and with their purpose, they started to become clear on who they really were as a person. That clarity was there, hence the name Clear Insights. They started to get clear insights on what it was that enlivened them, and what then it became clear on what direction to go. So it became much more of a imbalance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of the bridge between the head and the heart created this harmony within them. So I like to call it harmonic leadership and harmonic career coaching, because once we have that, anything is possible.
Yeah.
And our decisions are made from such a stronger place and with greater ease.
Yeah. Now, you're also an author as well. Would you mind elaborating on that? What books have you contributed to writing?
So I've contributed to a book on expatriates and how to ease into the life of an expatriate. I contributed to that book as well as to a transformation book. I contributed a story to that. And I am writing, actually I have two books in the works. So one will be out this year, and the tentative title is Shift to Align with Your Heart to End the Career Blahs. And it's really what I've just been describing, right? The clients that I've been working with, and I saw it in my own life, and I thought, well, maybe it's just a one-off.
Uh-huh.
But I also see it with my clients, that the more that they can create that harmony within their decisions, the clarity, everything happens with such ease. So that's the book that I'm in the process of writing. It should be released this year.
Wow, fantastic. Congratulations. And on your website, you do offer a free ebook. Would you mind explaining that book?
I do. I have Thriving in Change, and particularly with all that we've been going through around the world, you know, it's the first time that a person anywhere in the world is able to feel and understand what somebody else feels, which is really powerful. But this has brought on significant change to each one of us. And that's a short ebook on just understanding what change is. And because the reality is everything changes all the time, but we resist it often. So this is a free ebook. People can go to my website. They can click to receive that. And then they'll be onto my email list, so they can receive regular communication.
Great.
From me.
Scott, speaking of change, we've been in a world the past almost 6 months now that has been so different with this pandemic. So many people have been affected, jobs lost, families uprooted, finances not in order, people losing jobs, and it's been, you know, parents homeschooling their children. It's been so different. You know, we've never expected anything like this. And clearly this change, you know, most people would say is not so good. And it's affected a lot of people. Anxiety, stress, and businesses are crumbling. Any advice out there you want to give to our listeners? And how is this affecting your company as well?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a period like we've never imagined would ever happen and have never experienced. And it's been very difficult for a lot of people. And I was having a conversation this morning with a close friend down in Peru, and talking about how difficult it is down there. And just, you know, because I work with people all over the world, I hear these perspectives from all over, which has been very interesting. I would say the one thing that I try to do when this happened, and it has affected me as well, is to go into it and say, how can I make this, you know, how can I embrace this? I know that sounds kind of crazy, but in every situation, there's an opportunity for something positive. And these two books that I'm writing, they came really through this period. And they started through this. And for me, honestly, I've never been busier in the coaching world. I think what's happened is a lot of people have never been in a moment where, well, let me back up and say, I used to say in the first few weeks of it, I'm on retreat with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it would be a 4-month retreat and
yeah.
still going on,
yeah.
right? But we've never been in this time where we can't distract ourselves anymore. Things, pretty much everything was taken away from us, or almost
mm-hmm.
everything was taken away from us. And so I've seen lots of people now asking these questions of what's next? Who am I? What's important to me? When businesses crumble and their job is eliminated, what they thought was reality and really making them whole and complete as a person, when all of that was stripped away, they're asking these hard questions. So it's a difficult time for all of us, but I would say that within this difficult time, there is an opportunity to come out of it a stronger, clearer person.
Good. No, that's a really good way of looking at it. And, you know, you're working with a lot of businesses right now that are stuck in the muck, and some of them losing their businesses. Some are able to recover thanks to some of the help with the loans out there. But it's got to be difficult. And I would assume in your business might start to boom. People are going to need someone like you to guide them through and coach them through this pandemic and how they could do this. And you do career coaching as well as what do we call it? Insightful coaching, or what's the exact terminology?
Well, career coaching, you can call
career.
It. Yeah, harmonic career coaching
mm-hmm.
and harmonic leadership coaching. But yeah, well, just to tag on to what you just said about the businesses, you're absolutely right. Businesses are making decisions they never envisioned they'd make, right? They would say, no, we can't do that because, well, now there is no because. Now everything is what do we have to do to survive? And it's a whole different perspective when you're in a survival mode versus you want to grow. Businesses
yeah.
aren't growing right now. They're just trying to survive. So they're really making these very difficult decisions. And what I've been seeing with a lot of my leadership clients is that they used to have a 1-year plan or a 5-year plan. Now they're not even sure they can have a 1-month plan.
Yeah.
Right? They have to be so adaptable. They have to be so flexible. And that's the same with us in our careers, because a lot of people are seeing their careers changing.
Yeah.
What they thought was a career is now, like you said, you know, parents homeschooling their children. A lot of conversations with clients in recent months has been not that they're losing their career, but how do they continue to perform and work when they're at home and their children are there and their spouse is there and they don't have a proper office in their house. And
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just a lot of challenges. We've all been put in situations where each one of us is facing tremendous challenge.
On that note, I'd like to take a quick commercial break, if you don't mind, Scott. Something we got to do during the program. Scott Masciarelli, can I please just get your email address one more time for our listeners?
Yeah, it's info@clearinsightscoaching.com.
Perfect. And that's clearinsightscoaching.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to Business Talk Radio. Scott Masciarelli is on the line here talking to us. ClearInsightsCoaching.com, based out of the D.C. metro area, but obviously he helps people all around the world. I think you said you were on the line with someone today from Africa and in the Middle East.
That's right, yeah.
So what type of, you know, companies and businesses and entrepreneurs do you speak with? Would you mind just giving us a little list of certain types of clients? So if there's somebody listening, can say, oh, okay, that could work for me.
Mm-hmm. So because of coaching, let me first explain. For anybody who's never had coaching assumes that the client is the expert. And so I have worked with, so when I tell you who I've worked with, you'll be like, how? Because I'm not the one giving the advice, okay? So let me start first with career coaching. I have helped so many people. And I was, just the other day, I started working with a person who is a set designer, and helping him on his resume and helping him with his work. And I thought, this is a new sense. It's been really quite interesting on the career side, helping them put their most authentic self forward
mm-hmm.
and helping them, you know, create or attract the work that it is that they really want. And then on the leadership side, I've worked with the travel industry, worked with manufacturing, food distribution, with international business, with academia. So lots of different organizations and clients, individual clients, executive clients and leadership clients, the government also, which are many clients inside in the U.S. government, people who are just looking to be better leaders. They're looking to receive, you know, achieve better results, but they're looking also to do it with greater ease because they're burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, they know that there's an easier way. And sure, you can get results the hard way, but it feels a lot better to get it the easier way.
Yeah. All right, clearinsightscoaching.com. Also on your website, Scott, you do keep up with a blog, which is a fantastic thing to keep so current. And I know you spoke recently about the importance of personal branding. Would you mind elaborating that? I think that could be useful to some of our listeners out there.
Yeah. So particularly with career coaching and with resume work, when I'm working with somebody and they're, a lot of times I'll receive somebody's resume and it really does read like a job description and talks about everything that they've done, but their responsibilities. Well, I want to talk about their achievements. I want to really know what's behind all of that. And so when we get to personal branding, they're able to talk about how they're different from others seeking the position. They're able to really hone in on their unique accomplishments, you know, what stands out with them. And then that way can shine in front of that company. But more importantly, particularly with the resume piece, the only job of that resume is to get the interview. It doesn't matter after that. Once you've got the interview, then you can really shine inside the interview. So we work on the summary section, and because we want to get all of the more practical accomplishments for each of the jobs that they've done listed, and then we go back to the summary section. We work on their branding statement. We work on it, and it needs to resonate with them. So that I say to them, when you read this, is this you? How does this make you feel? And we're making a lot of changes with that, depending on what their response is. It's always quite an interesting process because they step into, it becomes an authentic representation of them.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It becomes an authentic representation of them. And to be able to communicate their uniqueness and their skills and highlight their personality traits.
Got it, which is extremely important. But you're right, once you get your foot in the door for that interview, that's what it is. So you have to be unique. You have to, in a sense, you're selling yourself. You have to be creative and have that right resume or else they're going to just look you over. The correct cover letter, I would assume, would be so important too as well. And not everybody knows how to do that. And there's some great candidates for a job that could get passed up upon because they don't have those personal branding unique skills. So that's something that you could help with as a career coach. Very good to know.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Also, would you mind talking a little bit about putting adventure into your life? How important do you think that is to people?
Well, that's near and dear to my soul because that's one of the things that I just love. And that's one of the reasons why I love coaching, because every conversation is an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I'm going to work with and I know more or less what their goals are, but I have no idea where that conversation is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So for that hour, it's a pure adventure. What I find with a lot of people, you know, myself too, when I would become bored, I'd say, I realized there's so much around me that I haven't taken advantage of. And I went overseas and I came back to the Metro DC area. So when I came back, it was an interesting experience because I got to be like a newcomer in a place I hadn't lived for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized just to right around me, I can learn something new. I can, you know, I like to ask the question, what am I missing? There's so much that we're missing on a daily basis. But when you ask that question, we have to have the guts to receive the answer,
yep.
Right? Discovering where we live with a newcomer's mind. And I find that a lot of us, sometimes we get complacent and we settle into patterns, into routine. But if we really look at our life as an adventure, an unfolding adventure, it can keep our interest. And I joke with people and I say, you know, my life is sometimes so crazy that it actually does keep my own interest, which is fun.
That's good. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And to those listening out there who may just be tuning in, we want to remind them clearinsightscoaching.com. Obviously, you are here to help them with their career, their personal life coaching, leadership, I should say. And one thing you mentioned on your website, I read it when I was researching you, was in regards to the heart. I don't have it in front of me, but you were talking about the electricity that was produced. Could you just elaborate on that, the heart connection?
Yes. So there's been research done on the the energetic presence of the heart, or the energetic field of the heart. And we think that it's our mind, it's our mind, it's our mind. Well, of course, our mind is important in everything that we do. However, the heart actually produces 60 times more electricity than our brain does. And, you know, that's why we can feel things. We have these premonitions. And there's a lot of this research out there on that. So I always say, if we can leverage something that's more powerful, surely that can only help us.
Ooh, that's important to hear. Yeah. Good. So what are some of the type of the results that, you know, your clients, after working with them, what do they feel? What do they say, you know, when they're done working with you, or all the working with you? What type of results are people expecting or are expected to get from working with a life coach like yourself?
Clarity on how they've been holding themselves back. That's one of the big ones, right? It's very often that we have these aha moments in a session where things become really clear, and patterns that have been in place for years are finally understood, and they know how to move ahead with that. So that's a big one. As I said, achieving the work that they love and really understanding why it is that they're attracted to certain things. So I have a powerful exercise that I like to do with clients, particularly in the beginning, which is to help identify their authentic self. And it's always very enlightening for them. They love it. Mm-hmm. And I've had tremendous results with that, because it's something that we can refer back to throughout the coaching that helps them to understand why things are the way they are in their life, and where they're going, because we're constantly evolving. So with leaders, also the same thing, you know, improved communication, improved performance with their team, improved productivity. Well, in normal times, I would say, mm-hmm. but even going through these difficult times, right? I mean, yeah. more than ever, it's important to have that objective person who is there only for your support and your success. And that's what a coach does. I'm there, and wherever it is they want to take the sessions, I'm there going with them on the journey, on the coaching journey. But they've been able to make better decisions, quicker decisions, and understanding why. You know, what's behind what it is that they're doing, and how they're achieving the results they're achieving.
Is there any maybe question that you can leave our listeners with today in regards to, you know, searching and looking for this clarity? And again, with your business expertise and what you do, leave us with a little something, Scott, that we can think about and ponder
about.
A little
something, right, Jill?
Yes.
Okay. let me leave you with two things. How's that? The first one is, never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody can ever take away how important. The second one I would say is to have no regrets, right? As I said before, we've seen almost everything taken away from us,
yeah.
or at least severe restrictions put upon us. Don't have any regrets. Do what it is you want to do in your life. Have those conversations you want to have, and be the person that you want to be. And you may not even know exactly what that is, but it's okay, because once you start learning, then that will become clearer.
Great. That's well said. All right. Would you mind giving us the best form of contact information for our listeners?
Sure. The website is clearinsightscoaching.com, and the email is info@clearinsightscoaching.com. You could also subscribe to the newsletter and receive the free ebook, which will connect you to the same email.
Scott Masciarelli, also on social media as well?
Yes.
Great.
On LinkedIn, mm-hmm. on LinkedIn right now. And Instagram as well.
Fantastic. And how does it work if somebody wants to contact you? Is there an initial consult? Is it a free consultation you will offer for them? Or how does that work if someone's interested in your services?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can send the email to info@clearinsightscoaching.com. We'll set up a time for a 30-minute consultation and get to know what it is that they're looking for and see how the coaching could be a fit for them.
Fantastic. Thank you again so much. We appreciate it, Scott. Don't forget, clearinsightscoaching.com. And again, it's been a great conversation today. We appreciate your insight and information, and want to wish you a happy and healthy week, Scott.
Thank you, Jill. Take care.
Same here. Looking forward to speaking with you more. And for everyone else, please stay tuned. A little bit more Business Talk Radio coming right up.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening.